Dozens of councils across the country are required to boost security measures at their regional airports, which will cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. They warn this could see airfares rise and routes disappear, concerns echoed in a recent final report of a Senate inquiry into regional air services. While the government is providing $50 million to buy the screening equipment, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has rejected calls to help pay for ongoing security costs. National regional correspondent Dominic Schwartz flew to Charleville, 800 kilometres west of Brisbane, to find out why residents are so worried.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Charleville.
Like most country airports, this one in southwestern Queensland is owned by the Shire Council. It's one of 64 terminals across regional Australia which have to install or upgrade security screening to meet new requirements. Council CEO Neil Polglase says the federal government will pay for a walk-through metal detector and a handheld explosive trace device, but not the staff to operate and maintain the equipment, which he estimates will cost $250,000 a year, and that's on top of the airport's annual net operating loss of $500,000.
Very tough in a small community that's struggling with drought at the moment, has limited resources and requires very much on government grants and support to actually help run our own operation. To add this additional cost burden is certainly going to be crippling.
He says if Murway Shire's few thousand ratepayers can't foot the bill, council may have to pass the cost onto the airlines and risk higher airfares, which could ultimately render daily flights unviable. Western Meat Exporters is the region's largest employer and couldn't function properly without daily flights between Brisbane and Charleville, according to administration manager Tanya Centinella.
We've got in between 140 and 150 employees, and obviously they generate a lot of turnover in town for the businesses, and without us the town would really struggle to survive.
She says the federal government should contribute to ongoing screening costs.
It's just ridiculous that they would think that a rural and remote community can support the security costs of running a small airport. They're the ones that are implementing it. They should be putting something towards it, the federal government.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick agrees.
It's a national security problem and it shouldn't be targeted at local councils in respect of paying for that.
Senator Patrick was part of a Senate inquiry into regional air services, which this month found overwhelming evidence that the high cost of regional airfares was having a direct and detrimental effect on the lives of people outside metropolitan Australia. It recommended the government consider chipping in for operational screening costs or risk regional airports closing and routes disappearing.
That means that instead of having expensive flights, they have no flights at all, and that's an untenable situation.
But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is unswayed. In a statement to the ABC, a ministerial spokesperson says that airports will continue to meet the operating costs for the new equipment. It has been a long-standing policy of successive governments, the statement says, that industry is responsible for the cost of security. This includes operating costs. Residents in Charleville hope that doesn't mean they'll be permanently grounded.
Dominic Schwartz.